Before we share in the Lord's Supper, I want to look at Jesus' prayer in the Garden of Gethsemane shortly before he was arrested and later crucified. Think about what he was going through at that time, how that relates to us in our life, and how we can think about that as we share in the supper. So I'm going to read from Mark 14, 34 through 36. Again, this is where Jesus is praying in the garden. And he said to them, "My soul is very sorrowful, even to death. Remain here and watch." And going a little farther, he fell on the ground and prayed, that if it were possible, the hour might pass from him. And he said, "Abba, Father, all things are possible for you. Remove this cup from me, yet not what I will, but what you will." So I think that most of us can identify, if not fully, at least closely, with what Jesus was feeling in this moment. I think we've all fallen to our knees in agony, crying to the Father, "Father, you can do anything. Hear my prayer. Take away this pain and lift this horrible burden and remove this cup." Maybe we weren't asking on our own behalf. Perhaps we were praying for a loved one, a spouse, a parent, a child, a friend. The fact that we were praying for another person hardly made the anguish easier to bear. We may have even begged the Father, "If someone has to bear this burden, let it be me. Take it away from them and let me bear it." Usually it is a comfort knowing that God is almighty, but there can be moments when that knowledge only adds to the agony, because all things are possible for you. The question isn't if God can do something, but will he do it? And that question naturally leads us to ask why. If God can, then why doesn't he? This question has been a major stumbling block for countless unbelievers. If God can end suffering, then why doesn't he? If God's all-powerful, then why does he allow natural disasters and tragedy? Why doesn't God feed the starving children? Why does God allow the ruthless and cruel to have their way? Why doesn't God do something about cancer or Alzheimer's, Parkinson's, fibromyalgia, degenerative discs? Why must men drink so deeply and so often from the cup of pain and suffering? I don't know, but I do know that at one great moment in history, Jesus came to earth to take the world's burden upon himself. I know that he fell to the ground beside us in Gethsemane, bearing the pangs of impending doom and death in his heart. I know that Jesus wrestled in agony, despising the shame that loomed ahead, crying, "Father, all things are possible for you. Remove this cup from me." And above all this, I know that Jesus uttered his prayer in unwavering trust in the Father's will. "Yet not what I will, but what you will." His faith could hear a promise of glory despite the awful silence of God that weighed so heavily in the garden. Jesus' faith enabled him to see beyond the black pit of death to the joy set before him. And because of this, I know that when I fall to the ground in my Gethsemane, I am not alone.